This is a story about the salmon cannon. Yes, you did hear me correctly, salmon cannon. And better than me trying to explain what it is and how it works, we've called up one of the inventors, Vince Bryan. He is the CEO of Whoosh Innovations, and he's in Bellevue, Washington. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
First off, I should say this is a serious invention for a serious problem. The numbers of wild salmon species have plummeted. In many places, dams block salmon migrating to their spawning grounds. Fish ladders are expensive and often don't work. Where there are not ladders, fish have to be trucked or even helicoptered over the dams. But Vince Bryan, you came up with a different way to move fish. Can you explain what the salmon cannon is?
The salmon cannon is really a device that we have created to move objects gently. And it works by a pressure differential. And so it's a misnomer in that respect. It looks a little bit like a cannon, but the fish do move very quickly, and they come out of the end back into the water as if they were shot out of the end of a cannon.
What I don't understand is why you think that these fish are fine after they come out the end of it. I mean, they come flying out.
In reality, from the very beginning of the test, that was a concern. Can the fish be out of water? Although it may be just 10 seconds to go as much as 250 feet, but the fish handled that very well, and so there seems to be no effect. The fish enter into the water and swim away.
Now, as I understand it, you invented this technology for fruit, apples and pears.
Correct. The initial problem that we were trying to solve was how do we allow for picking of a piece of fruit such that the picker isn't wasting so much time going up and down the ladders, and that's what's ultimately led us to the salmon cannon.
So are there any other things that you have moved through the tube?
You know, we've been asked to put a number of things through, but one of the more fun ones that we did was we were asked to put potatoes through the tube, and at the end of the tube, they delivered to us a French fry cutter. And and so the potatoes went through the tube, and then as a whole potato, when they came out the other side, they were French fries.
Is it conceivable that you could move people in tubes like this?
Yes, is the answer to that. And we've had a lot of volunteers along the way as we've been doing our testing. We haven't produced a tube that large yet. There's really no limit as to what we can move.
I can think of a lot of problems of moving people in tubes, you know, things like high-heeled shoes or handbags or luggage or whatnot.
You're getting awfully big. in theory, it would all work. The biggest concern from our perspective in moving a person is just what is the method of slowing that person down. It's not going to be moving them. It's going to be gently landing them.
Vincent Bryan is the CEO of Whoosh. This weekend, the salmon cannon, which was bought by the Washington State Department of Fish and Wildlife, goes operational. It'll be on a tributary of the Columbia River. Mr. Bryan, thank you very much.
Thank you.